Well, rates are payable on all commercial property, and under legislation, when a property is vacant, the owner can seek a rates refund from the council if the owner shows that the property was available for letting or was undergoing alterations or renovations. However, in 2014, legislation was enacted to give discretion to the council to vary the level of rate refunds that apply. However, this council doesn't bother collecting rates from the owners of vacant commercial properties, so therefore we cannot vary the level of rates, and the property owners don't have to pay any rates to council. And when I talk about uncollected rates, I'm particularly talking about properties in the town. Sligo town has one of the highest levels of vacant retail and commercial properties in the entire county. However, I regularly come across people who wish to open up new retail outlets, and they tell me that when they approach owners of vacant premises, they're told that the premises aren't available or are quoted rental figures that are astronomical. Numerous properties on our main streets have remained vacant for years because they're in the ownership of banks and other agencies which have no interest in renting them. And I think this is a scandal and consistently undermines the status of Sligo as a retail shopping centre. Now, if the owners of these vacant properties had to pay some level of rates, it would encourage them to rent the properties to people who'd make use of them and open them for business. In addition, if the council was to collect the rates at its discretion, maybe hold on to 25 or 30% of the rates and refund the balance, it would provide the council with a significant amount of income every year, about between £500,000 and £750,000 additional income for the council. So in this context, I'm at a loss to understand why the council executive isn't collecting rates from all commercial property owners, because this is the law. And it's unacceptable that this council can lose out on a significant additional income when we're so strapped for cash. And I think I'd also point out that the business people in Sligo who are complying with the law and paying their rates expect the council to treat all commercial property owners equitably. So I was disappointed with the response from the executive, but I will continue to raise and highlight this issue.
And you mentioned the vacant commercial property rate. It is one of the highest in the country. It's around 19%. Would you believe if businesses were allowed to rent these premises, then it would be a lot lower?
Absolutely. As I pointed out, that there are banks and other agencies that own and control those vacant properties, and they are not putting them on the market for rent. And when they do put them on the market, the rental they're seeking is astronomical, and people having the opportunity of moving into them. If the Sligo County Council was to impose rents, if Sligo County Council was to impose rates and collect rates, I think it would encourage the property owners to ensure that these properties would be let out to people who want to open up retail and commercial outlets in them.